My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin, who represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in the state of Missouri this year. He's also very concerned about the level and type of spending cuts outlined by the Obama administration for the U.S. military going forward. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, Greg, it's a pleasure to join you and the other people who are paying attention to what's happening in our defense.
We knew this was coming. The president outlined it a little bit a few weeks ago. And, of course, with the failure of the supercommittee, this was sort of the default. This and supposedly entitlement spending. We haven't heard much about the cutbacks that are coming there. But as you look at the $500 billion essentially outlined by Secretary Panetta on Thursday that's being cut from all the different branches, what in there jumps out at you as most concerning?
Well, first of all, just the volume of the cuts are incredible because we had already taken a 10% cut across the entire Defense Department the partway along last year. This adds if the sequester goes through, it adds another 10% cut. That'd be a total of 20% cuts to defense in a period of a year. And the information we've gotten recently tells us the effects of the first 10% cut. And just the first 10% cut alone cuts 12 ships, and that's a pretty good piece. You also cut 100,000 soldiers, so that's out of 570,000 soldiers. You're taking 100,000 of them down, and you're taking 200,000 Marines. You're going to cut 20,000 of them, so there's a 10% cut in the Marine Corps. Cuts to missile defense. Delay in the Ohio-class ballistic missile submarine, and a tremendous erosion in the industrial base. That's just the beginning, and that's only the first 10%, not the second 10%.
Our listeners should also know, sir, that you remember the House Armed Services Committee, and specifically that you serve as chairman of the Sea Power Subcommittee. You mentioned some of the areas in Sea Power that are of great concern to you, some of the ship cutbacks that the president and the defense secretary have talked about. What do you think is necessary to maintain the type of presence that you think we need to have on the seas?
Well, the president made some comment about pivoting to Asia. If you want to talk about Asia, we need more ships, not fewer ships. And just to try and put this thing into perspective, we currently have 11 aircraft carriers. They're considered very expensive. About $15 billion apiece. You're not supposed to lose them or sink them. It's very bad form to do that. So we have 11 aircraft carriers, I guess maybe 12 if there's one that's dry docked for the moment. And so the first cut here, $287 billion, you're looking at close to 20 aircraft carriers. That's how much is being cut. And we only have 11, but obviously you can't cut more. But that's with that... $287 billion, you could probably buy about 20 fully equipped aircraft carriers. So that's a pretty significant chunk being taken out of national defense. And, of course, you have Panetta making that comment. Somebody said, well, what do you think about this? Is this shooting yourself in the foot? And he said, no, it's shooting yourself in the head.
In terms of the strategy here, the president, as you mentioned, talking about a focus on Asia. Apparently, based on what Secretary Panetta outlined on Thursday, there's also an emphasis on drones and more mobile, smaller forces, special operations, that sort of thing. Is that a smart strategy in terms of 21st century warfare, or is that kind of limiting our options?
It is smart, but if you're going to do that to the exclusion of other things, it's not smart. Certainly in the war on terror, very lethal, fast-moving forces are very effective. But in terms of if you do actually get into a conflict, then you have to have a certain amount of mass. You have to have armaments, and you have to have enough to back things up. So it's one of those you have to have both and.
In your press release describing your concerns about the defense spending cuts, Congressman, you say this: the president made a special trip to the Pentagon recently to announce cuts to the Defense Department. When will the president make a special trip to announce cuts to any other federal bureaucracy? When will the president get serious about reforming mandatory spending programs, which are the real problems facing our national budget? Any answer from the White House, your Democratic colleagues on the Hill, as to when this is going to happen?
Well, I really wasn't holding my breath. I think that was a rhetorical question. We're not We're not anticipating that to happen. The president seems to like the idea of decimating the military and cutting that, but he's not going to touch entitlements and welfare, you can bet.
Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He is a member of the House Armed Services Committee, chairman of the Subcommittee on Sea Power, and he is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Missouri here in 2012. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.